you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies.
9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You're rolling?
Rolling.
Oh, we're rolling?
We're rolling.
Oh. We're doing this thing?
Rolling and rolling.
All right.
Rolling.
Thank you. Was that Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit. They played the Garden this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit.
I love Limp
Bizkit.
They're still alive. Scotty, what do you want to talk about today?
How about doing random 5Ks that you haven't run in 10 years?
So, I'm really impressed by that.
Did you? I thought Scotty was going to stroke out.
Die.
And I can say that because I've had to. But I'm impressed, Scotty. When was the last time you actually ran?
I haven't done like an actual run in probably 10 to 12 years.
And you ran a 5K?
At 6:45 in the morning, my daughter woke me up and she said, I'm doing a 5K today. I'm going to go. Do you want to come? And I was like, what? And they said, they're picking me up in 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I got dressed. I brushed my teeth. I had a granola bar and some coffee. And I went and I ran it.
Good for you.
How are you feeling today?
No, I felt fine. It's just I had to walk probably halfway through only because I couldn't leave my daughter behind. She couldn't run the whole thing, but I definitely feel like I could have run the entire thing. For sure.
You're saying you could have been faster if it wasn't for
Yeah,
for
she
daughter.
Helped me back, but I did get a medal for participating.
Oh, you hate that.
Well, you know, it's okay. I liked it when I got it around my neck.
What?
I liked it when they put the medal on me.
Oh.
Oh,
what,
you
know what we're talking about?
What did I just walk in on? Scotty's 5K.
How did you do in your 5K?
I did okay. I got the result. It took like 45 minutes, which is way too long, but it's because I had to walk half of it.
Are we we on?
Yes, yeah,
we
are. Sorry, I was pushing a button. My daughter asked me to go, so I went with her. And she was gung-ho, and she started running, and then she stopped after like a mile. So I kind of had to like jog for the rest of it. So I couldn't go hardcore. I think I really could have finished strong if it weren't for my 11-year-old.
You know what? Even jogging half of it, that's good. That's
great. Yeah, from nothing? Good
I will
for
say,
you.
After a mile and a half, I kind of felt I had some chest pains. But, you know, there was an ambulance there just in case.
Oh, good. Just in case.
Call. That's the Alex call. I got to take a call.
Okay.
Wait, can we talk about... ring just for Alex?
Hello?
Yeah, special
who ring. Here thinks they could run a 5K without practice or any sort of warning?
Oh,
I don't think I could.
Is something chasing me?
Yeah, if there's a zombie apocalypse, maybe.
Without something chasing me, not a fucking chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's 3.1 miles. It's not that
That's
I mean,
a long
that's
fucking
a long way.
Well, you could at least... I could jog it with no problem.
I couldn't like jog 12? It.
No.
Is that like 12 times around like a track? Like a high school track?
Yeah, a mile is 4 times around a track, so that'd be 12, yeah. And a little bit.
I went for a hike this weekend and I was out of breath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I'm tired from this podcast.
There you go.
I ride my bike a lot, so that probably keeps me like semi in shape.
Okay.
I guess it's different muscles, but still.
All right, Scary, how was your workout this weekend?
He did a 1K at an F and a C.
Yeah, what's the closest thing to a workout?
I mean, for me, I mean...
Obviously, you didn't work out, but what would be the closest thing to a workout that you did?
Walking to my favorite falafel and hummus place.
I thought you were
going to
say refrigerator.
No.
He sat down in the toilet and got up.
If I know that there's food at the end of my walk... I will walk very far for that food.
You did the walk across the Brooklyn Bridge that time.
I did. Oh, I was back.
Scary, when you walk to food, will you at least walk back from it, or do you Uber back from the food?
No, I will walk back from food.
Okay.
But it has to be good food.
We were talking today about how far we all think walking distance is, and Scary said 15 minutes, and I call bullshit on that.
Well,
I don't think you'd walk 15 minutes. I've never walked with you more than like...
When's the last time you walked 15 minutes?
And that's not a distance.
No, I've walked 15 minutes before, but
not
that's...
Not cumulatively.
Really just, what year? Who is president? No, I live in Jersey City, and then there's Hoboken is the adjoining town, and it's about 15 minutes away, so I've walked to destinations in Hoboken. But the original question was... What do you consider maximum walking distance? And I think after 15 minutes...
I would say about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if I have time, I've walked from, you know, Penn Station. I've walked from Penn Station down here, which is more than 40 blocks.
Oh, right.
And that's, if I have the time, I'll do it. That's walking
distance.
That's
the thing. It's nice outside.
Walking in New York City is a whole different beast because you have so many interesting things to look at. And before you know it, you've walked 40 or 50 blocks.
Yeah.
And everybody outside of New York City hates their New York City friends because we all say, oh, that's walking distance. And it's... 15, 20 minutes, and they get angry at you.
But beyond that, it's a car. It's an Uber ride.
I don't know. Depends.
How about a bike, Skiri?
You know, there's a bike rack across the street from my house.
I want to see you on a bike. They'd be kind of funny. Who are these people?
Hi, people.
Hi.
These are new salespeople from the second floor.
Oh, hi.
They work with from Alex Zagrin's team.
They're gonna sell this thing?
Yeah, they're lost. They don't know where
they're like, where's our... desks. Anyway.
They're lost.
Really, are we doing a podcast?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem very interesting, to be honest.
You knew there were salespeople because Scary held up a bottle of water and pointed to it and mouthed, I'll endorse this.
Oh, God.
All right, what else? I'm bored.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I think if you look closely, Brody, don't move your head. Look at Brody on the screen. It looks like he's growing a devil's horn.
Well, oh, it does.
I said don't move your head. He moved it.
I'm sorry. There we go. How's that?
There you go. It's been like that through the podcast a lot. It's kind of hilarious.
It's a little satanic look.
Yeah.
I finished
Do you want to talk about our roller skating party?
Oh, yeah.
Scotty's trying to assemble this.
Elvis said never.
Scotty wants us all to get... He wants us all to get into a van, go out to Long Island, and go roller skating.
Yes, it's in the works.
Three things I don't want to do.
I
don't want to roller skate. I don't want to go to Long Island, and I'm not going to get in your van.
And then he said, but, what if I tell you? What is the thing's name?
The Skatosaurus will be there.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Elvis, right? The Skatosaurus?
What is that?
It's the thing you can hold on
to. No, it isn't. That's a skatemate. The Skatosaurus is the musty costume from the 80s of the dinosaur.
I thought it was the guy who picks you up off the ground when you land on your ass and it's sore.
Yes, we do. Yep.
My ass is sore.
Yeah.
I fell on the ground. Actually, I don't need one of those skatemates. I used to be a roller skating fiend back in the day. I could skate backward.
What if I could get cosmic skates to throw in roller skates for everybody?
Yes!
Then would you do it?
Keep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. This just changed everything.
I don't know how. No, you don't even let people wear shoes in your apartment. Gandhi, you're going to let someone roller skate into your apartment?
Hell no, but I'll roller skate down the street. Cause some chaos.
I'll welcome the Skatosaurus into my apartment. the skate asbestos. What's in that?
The
Brody.
Skate asbestos.
Brody, when's the last time you roller skated?
Reagan was president. And by the way, I can only go around to the left, clockwise.
To the left,
right.
To the left.
Right, I can't go the other way because I learned how to skate in a rink where everybody went out. And then when they were like, all right, we're going the other way, I had to sit down.
Yeah, backwards skate.
Yeah, I can't go the other way.
You can only go counterclockwise. Counterclockwise, right?
No,
but we'll have the rink all to ourselves. You can do whatever you want.
I know which way I'm going, Scary.
To the left is counterclockwise.
All right,
I think you do skate counterclockwise.
Yeah, it's counterclockwise. They
usually... Right. I can only skate clockwise. I know that's that's what I did.
But they rarely have clockwise skating.
That's why I can't go skating.
Something about this seems weird.
But most skating rinks, they're counterclockwise, are they not?
Left, yes. Yeah. Counterclockwise.
So you go to the left.
It's been a long time. Maybe
when you turn the corner, it's like right foot over left. Right foot
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I went counterclockwise. It's been a long time. Because you know me, I skateboard now.
You know, and we live in a digital world. No one knows what clockwise versus counterclockwise is.
He skateboards now.
Yeah, he's a skateboarder.
I skateboard now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ride that one wheel. You just stand on the wheel and it rolls you down the street.
Oh, that's
what I do.
Cool. Yeah.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
So now what? Right. This is boring as fuck.
Has it been 15 minutes yet?
Oh, I think we're done.
I have a customer service problem maybe you can help me with.
Surprise. I think we're really done now.
Wait, you want us to help you with customer service? What? Usually it's the other way around.
So I had a really bad experience at my car dealership, and this guy was really rude. Scary knows the story. The guy was just rude. He's like, you didn't even buy the car here. Like, he was just really bad. So the supervisor calls me because he knew there was a problem, and I tell him the whole story, and I give him this whole thing. He goes, oh my God, I can't believe that one of my employees would say that. Yeah, he goes, you could verify it with anybody you want. You could, such and such was there. He goes, I am so sorry. We will do whatever we have to make you happy. Calls me the next day. He goes, I can't follow up on that. Why not? Because it was my boss. So the supervisor's boss is the one who effed me over and was rude to me. So the supervisor can't reprimand him or help me.
At
so what do you do?
He called you back to tell you that. That was
yeah.
Nice.
He's like, hey, because I described the guy. I'm like, oh, he has gray hair, gray beard. He goes, none of my employees have gray hair and a gray beard. I don't know who that could have been. He called me
only
back.
The
goes,
guy that pays my paycheck.
Yeah, he goes, I can't. There's nothing I can do for you. It was my boss.
Damn.
Oh.
Well.
Send a letter to corporate.
Couldn't you tell the boss, hey, you ruffled some feathers?
Yeah, he believe me. You know me. He knew he ruffled some feathers. But the guy who was going to help me, he's like, I can't help you. Can't help you. It's my boss.
Have you ever? Brody, have you ever not been in a feud with some organization or business? Are you always like, because I know you always want to make wrongs right. I get that. And we all deserve to let our voice be heard if we're being screwed over or whatever. But it seems like you always have someone like that's like screwing with you.
Yeah. In May of 2017, I went to a Chinese restaurant and they got my order right.
Okay.
That's important to note that date.
Yeah. May 3rd.
You should work for some TV news and be better get Brody, and you should just be their reporter that does that.
You should be an ombudsman.
I own bettergetbrody.com, by the way.
So you should do it.
Do.
They need those people, the consumer reporters for the TV stations.
You could do that.
Do it, Brody.
Right, I'll think about it. If they're hiring, call me.
What happened to your
book? I'm working on it.
Yeah, books are weird. You work on it, then 1 minute, then next minute you put it down, you forget about it.
Right, I just don't have the working on it for a minute part.
Oh, there's that. Are we 15 minutes yet?
I think so.
Feels
it was
like
a great show today, everybody.
No, we're only 9 minutes and 58
seconds. It was a great show today, everybody. It was
really?
Great.
Yeah.
It's only 10 minutes?
Scotty,
10 minutes.
What did we talk about earlier?
Yeah, go run a 5K.
You don't just have to say the negative thing. You keep it to yourself.
Yeah, but we have listeners that call us out constantly.
I don't care. They can call us out. Just ignore it.
That's not
just
very
ignore
nice.
It.
That's
who cares?
Not very nice.
At Nate Marino.
That was
please.
Nate.
Nate.
Nate Marino says,
in our defense, this whole podcast is bonus.
It really
right?
is.
True.
It's the 15-minute morning
yes.
show podcast.
So let's just call it the after-show podcast.
Wasn't
no
there?
Time.
Didn't back in the day they say we were going to make a lot of money off this podcast? How long have we been
it.
Doing this?
They're working
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
As soon as Brody's finished with that book.
Yeah. You know by the way, if you watch 60 Minutes, it's like 52 minutes.
If you think about it.
That's yeah. true. This is like, and the foot long? Not a foot long.
It's not.
And it's not $5. I mean, it's more than that.
The $5 foot long is actually like, I think it's like 11 and a half inches, but the meat flows out over the foot.
Sounds like a weekend.
And with that, we're done.
Yeah!
Why do you keep turning us off?
Because you've got shit to do, so do I. Everybody's got shit to do.
All right. I've got shit to do. Gotta go.
You have shit?
Got shit. All right. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Got shit to do.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro. Pairs well with anything. Pro. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.